This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Falls a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. And real quick, a quick heads up, if you'd like to jump in, please do. That phone number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today is none other than, well, you can fool all the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you cannot fool all the people all the time, said Abraham Lincoln. Let me seal that quote. And God at no time. Let me say it again. You can fool all the people some of the time, and some of the people all of the time, but you cannot fool God, fool all the people all of the time, and I'm sealing it with, and God at no time. And I'm going to be talking about none other than, friends, Time's Tyrants of the Year. I'm on this for the very purpose, again, because we have too many people out there that are just going along to get along. And interestingly enough, someone had brought it up to me yesterday about conspiracy and conspiracy theory. I thought we already put that to rest by exposing the fact that 33 conspiracy theories that turned out to be conspiracies in fact. And for some reason or another, the truth is stranger than fiction to some. And people are just right back to where they were right when Barack Hussein Obama was in office over the last 8 years. Now that Donald Trump is in office, they're acting the same exact way, friends. They feel appeased now. They're back to sleep now. They don't have to worry about what's going on in their country, say they. Well, we're going to be talking about that. And again, what we're going to be talking about is Time's Tyrants of the Year, because it's been in every age that it has been the tyrant, the oppressor, and the exploiter who has wrapped himself in the cloak of patriotism, religion, or both to deceive and overawe the people. Don't forget that. As a matter of fact, if you want a scriptural reference, go to 2 Corinthians 11:14. But before we get over to that during the next segment, I have to play this for you, friends, because I have to ask the question, what is it that the American people don't understand when it comes to the likes of none other than Nancy Pelosi? Remember this? Go ahead and play that first one, Sam.
What's your favorite this? What is your favorite that? What's your favorite that? And at one time, what is your favorite word? And I said, my favorite word, that is really easy. My favorite word is the word. Is the word. And that is everything. It says it all for us. And you know the biblical reference, you know the gospel reference of the word. And that word is...
There's no script, friends.
We have to give voice to what that means in terms of public policy that would be in keeping with the values.
I thought, friends, there was lines between church and state.
That's a beautiful word when you say...
Man, it's interesting how it works, folks. When those that you call the liberal, lawless criminals on the left, friends, when they want to go ahead and do it, they can go ahead and do it. See, the fact of the matter is, friends, we never lost the right, first and foremost, okay? And Nancy knows this, but why is it that you put up with the likes of Nancy Pelosi? She's been in government for how many years? She goes in broke, she accumulates millions of dollars of wealth, and for some reason or another, you actually believe, and you're led to believe that she works for you. Folks, this woman has lost her mind, literally. Let me see if you remember this. This is Nancy Pelosi again, talking about gun control in magazines. And pay attention closely as to the reference that she gives you concerning the Bill of Rights. Please listen carefully.
But I think that you took one piece of it. We're talking about... No further sales of assault weapons. What is the justification for an assault weapon? No further sales of those. No further sales of the increased capacity 30. The gun, we're talking about background checks, which is very popular even among gun owners and hunters. We avow the First Amendment. We stand with
that. Hang on. We avow the First Amendment? Folks, it's the Second Amendment she meant to make reference to. Not the first. That's freedom of religion, freedom of speech, so on and so forth. The Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights is the right to bear arms, and the right and to keep arms shall not be infringed, in part. Okay? She's talking about the First Amendment, but this is what you accept as your representatives in this country. Now, I got to take it a step further. Here's some more audio from her just yesterday, friends. I want you to listen carefully, and only to solidify and to reinforce my point that this woman has lost her mind. And I want to tell you what, so have the people in California that have tolerated this woman for as long as they have. Listen carefully as to what this woman just said.
While it's only a couple of weeks since the inauguration, there's complete evidence, there's practice, we've seen nothing that we can work that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign, which turns out to be not true, a hoax, and really dangerous to the economic stability of America's working families. Do you have my...
Now, I want to play that one more time. Sam, please rewind that and replay that, because I don't think the people caught on to exactly what she just got done saying. Only to prove the point, Nancy Pelosi, by the way, right behind her is none other than Maxine Waters, that told the American people, namely those in California, that if you reject the Muslims into the United States, that you're a bigot and a racist. So you just need to understand that the birds of a feather, they flock together, friends, let me tell you. But I want you to listen carefully as to this woman again, Nancy Pelosi, where I'm only here today to reinforce the point that this woman has lost her mind. It only further solidifies the fact that she is not in the reality that you and I are a part of in this country, friends. And it also shows you the huge disconnect between her and common sense every step of the way. Listen carefully one more time.
While it's only a couple of weeks since the inauguration, there's complete evidence, we've seen nothing that we can work, that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought
President Bush
might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign.
Friends, she can't work with President Bush. This is what she just said. And you can see that her cage has been completely rattled. And it shows you again what the American people are willing to tolerate. Now is the time to make the world anew, said Thomas Paine. It's not Donald's job to do it by himself, friends. Nor has it ever been the president's job to do it by himself. Those that work for we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They derive their powers from the consent of we the people, friends. So they're always going to get away with whatever you let them get away with. But keep in mind, this is our government.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet, period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. As I said, I just played some audio from none other than Nancy Pelosi, who calls herself a representative of the people in California. Standing next to her is none other than Maxine Waters. And you also have Dianne Feinstein, or Feinstein, however you want to call Mrs. Double S on her shoulder over there. You call it what you will, friends, but I'm telling you what. No wonder why California wants to secede from the United States of America. They want their own country, and they act as if they are a country unto themselves outside of our union, friends. And I know that the rights are kept to the states, prospectively, as far as Article 10 goes, or Amendment 10 of the Bill of Rights. But the fact of the matter is, friends, these people have gone way overboard. And for some reason or another, whatever California does, the rest of the states, they soon follow. And why that is, I just don't understand. When are the people going to begin to deal with corruption in government? And until they do that again, friends, rest assured, nothing's going to change. But that's never going to happen until you actually deal with your corruption before a just and holy God through repentance. And that's just the fact of the matter. Going on, friends, if you want to jump over on sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can do so. Those two pages interact one with another, as you well know, for our listeners. And if you want to jump over on Facebook, please do. Again, keep in mind, Facebook is suppressing, and friends, they are censoring. And as I said yesterday, friends, it's absolutely amazing. But the American people know this, and again, they allow them to go continue to do the things that they're doing. If there's a class action lawsuit, you can rest assured we're going to be a part of it when it comes after Facebook or anybody else that censors free speech. I said free speech. I didn't say speech where it provokes or it incites riots or insurrection or seditions or the such, folks, because again, keep in mind, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and that applies to our freedom of speech as well. According according to law, not according to advocating lawlessness against we the people in this country. Also want to let you know that you can jump over on Facebook again, Bradley Dean. If you have a problem pulling that up on the Facebook search, which you may, just do a Google search. Just do a Yahoo search, Bradley Dean. It'll be right up on the top. We have about 600,000 people interacting on a daily basis that understand what it takes to get to the other side of this, because we know as Christians that God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for. But it's not faith without works. It's showing the world our faith by our works. Cool? Okay. That is Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. Love hearing from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It truly is. So we follow the Christ here, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and so on and so forth. Just so you know, again, because we understand that religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, said George Washington, and everybody that graduated high school all the way up until 1962 knew that because they read George Washington's farewell address. Cool? All righty, let's kick this thing off, friends. Conspiracy theory or conspiracy? We spent some time, probably about 3 months ago, actually bringing forth 33 conspiracy theories that the state-controlled media actually labeled as theories, which turned out to be, in fact, 33 conspiracies. Let me take you back a couple of years. I was on Facebook, and we were talking about some of the issues that the American people have just let go by as theory when, in fact, they were conspiratorial. And, by the way, conspiracy is very scriptural. And keep in mind, conspiracies are always controlled from within, and so are coup d'etats, overthrows of government. So going back to John F. Kennedy, that's a different story, but you're kind of following with me, right? And that's why you see the media come in with 20 different stories, and then they point the finger at the person that they want you to look at as being the culprit concerning the crime. For example, Lee Harvey Oswald. Which brings me to this, which I'm saying the same things. I want you to listen carefully. Just only to prove my point. Who was Charles Guittat? Who is Charles Guittat? Can anybody tell me who that is? Can anybody tell me who Leon Czolgosz is? Leon Czolgosz. Can anybody tell me who he is? 1-866-582-9933. Can anybody tell me who John Wilkes Booth is? John Wilkes Booth. Only to prove my point that it's controlled from within. Who is Lee Harvey Oswald? So what I did, friends, is I went on to a search today. And I thought, you know, nobody believes, I think 82% of the American people do not believe Lee Harvey Oswald had anything to do with the Kennedy assassination. Neither does the family. And by the way, MLK Jr., the same thing. The family sued the government because you were led to believe that James Earl Ray did the shooting. James Earl Ray denied it. Going back to Lee Harvey Oswald, he didn't even know what he was being charged with right before he got killed. Now, I'm saying that for the very reason, when I did the search on John F. Kennedy, guess what popped up? Lee Harvey Oswald. Why is it that Americans know who Lee Harvey Oswald is and John Wilkes Booth, the assassin of Abraham Lincoln? How come everybody knows who those people are? Because they want you to know who those people are, namely Lee Harvey Oswald. If you watch some live video, friends, of the assassination, over 200 people concerning John F. Kennedy ran towards the shooter on the grassy knoll, including two police officers, right? By the way, you need to understand over 400 people died around that investigation, okay, concerning John F. Kennedy's assassination. And also keep in mind, it was the fox in the chicken coop that was appointed, Alan Dulles, that was just fired by President Kennedy, that was appointed to investigate his murder, his assassination, and others that were a part of the Warren Commission were the fox in the chicken coop. Don't forget that. And also remember, Johnson reversed the orders on Vietnam the very day after the assassination, so on and so forth. We all know who did that, okay? But why is it that the cameras went to the building, the book depository, and not to what all 200 people I witnessed? Because they wanted your eyes on Lee Harvey Oswald, who's Abraham Lincoln's assassin. Everybody knows William Booth. Why is it that the press pushed continuously that John Booth, Wilkes Booth, was the assassin of Abraham Lincoln? And why is Lee Harvey Oswald still going down in history, as is John Wilkes Booth, as the assassin of both presidents? Because the press wanted you to know that. But when I ask you who Leon Czolgosz is, folks, it's a funky last name. He was the one that killed William McKinley. How come nobody knows who he is? Or the first one, Charles Guiteau. How come nobody knows who he is? He was the one that killed James A. Garfield. People need to wake up as to how the press works, friends. I mean, now they have cameras on the good guys, and they're trying to convince you that they're all the bad guys. And how are the cameras aimed, friends? And what is the narrative, friends? These are the ones that are actually working for the conspirators by accusing those that are telling you the truth that they're theorists. And when is America going to wake up to this? This is what I'm going to be talking about today. Again, I just wanted to set the record straight. How is it that you didn't know who killed McKinley and you didn't know who killed Garfield, but you knew exactly who killed John F. Kennedy, according to their... Remember, friends, history is written by men who hung heroes. Listen to what I just said. History is written by men who hung heroes. And that's exactly the point that I'm trying to make right now. You need to do your own due diligence into everything to understand what is going on. Now, going to the next point that I want to make here. It has been in every age that it has been the tyrant, the oppressor, and the exploiter who has wrapped himself up in the cloak of patriotism or religion or both to deceive and overawe the people. Authors unknown. But it's true. But it's true. It has been in every age that it has been the tyrant, the oppressor, and the exploiter who has wrapped himself in the cloak of patriotism or religion or both to deceive and overawe the people. Now, friends, I know that we talk much of right and wrong. We're always exercising our discerners here because we have the mind of Christ. The Bible tells us to be conformed to what? The Word of God. Be not conformed to the world. We're to be conformed to the Word of God, right? And what we need to do is we need to continuously renew our minds according to the Word of God. And when we do that, He promised to give us eyes to see and ears to hear. And that's exactly what we're talking about right now, because what comes to my aid is Isaiah 5, where it says they'll put truth for the lie and lie for the truth, darkness for light and light for the darkness, bitter for sweet, sweet for bitterness. Friends, they're now teaching you that love is hate, when in fact, hate doesn't tell the truth, love does that. And remember, Jesus said in John 15, this is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. Funny enough, isn't it interesting how the professed church in America has the world love in Jesus?
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh? Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about right before the end of the break there, during the last segment, how, again, the professed church in America has the world loving Jesus, when in fact Jesus said that this is my commandment, that you love one another. The world hates you. You know that it hated me before it hated you. And if you go over to Psalm 109, David prayed in the book of Psalm 109, he was hated for his love. That's exactly right, because it's a holy love, Romans 5:5. But I want to show you how far backwards things have come in this country. There is a meme post right now that's going out there with a lady. She's a feminist. She's a lesbian. And she has a sign, and it says, "My abortion was fabulous, - thanks." And the American people have tolerated this, and they still haven't figured out that love fulfills the law, and it doesn't allow others to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, just making a point to what we're talking about right now. Seeing what I was saying during the last segment, friends, that you've accepted the lie for the truth. And truth is stranger than fiction to people, because they would rather believe the theory rather than the truth. And I don't know why that is, but that's your bat on Judgment Day. You're going to have to answer for it. Because the problem, here's the deal. People don't like the truth because truth demands a response. See, I want to tell you something, especially to the professed Christians. The message isn't God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. It's nowhere in Scripture. Let me say that again. The message of the Bible is not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. No, as a matter of fact, if I can put that into perspective, the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and believe. How have you taken God's message and turned it upside down on its head? From repent and believe, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, to God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. And if you want to take it down that road, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that's right. It was always in a demonstration. God does love us through demonstration, but nowhere can you find in the New Testament, nor in the Old Testament, God stating that he loved us anywhere. It was always a demonstration through the sacrifice given. So when you're saying for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, listen to what you're saying. And keep in mind, God speaks to the heart, not the head. Just because you can recite it, have you meditated on where it falls into your heart? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Keep in mind, there's the sacrifice. And it's a demonstration of God's hatred for sin and love for mankind. But it's our part to believe. It's our part to repent, not his. And that's the work of the Holy Ghost, John 16. He came to what? Convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Just wanted to put that into perspective. I mean, a father, when he sends his son in the natural to fight for our freedoms during constitutional wars, righteous wars, he's not allowing his son to go and sacrifice himself because he hates his country. He does it because he loves his country and his people. Through a demonstration by allowing his son to sacrifice himself to beat down a lawless tyrant, only to set upon him through the blood, right, as a propitiation to establish the liberties that we have here today, both in the natural and in the spiritual. Because if you look to Arlington or any veterans memorial across the country, friends, if you look to them, you cannot say a one of them hated us. But I'll tell you what they didn't tolerate. They fought bleeding and dying, fighting against those that were attempting to overthrow law. Like in America today, a good portion of you are okay that those that represent we the people, both in government and in the church, you're okay with the fact that they trample underfoot the sacrifice given and the blood given to liberate us. 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 2 Peter 3. Okay? So let's keep things into perspective here. And let me say it this way. If my kids are out in the middle of the street, is it hate for me to tell them to get out of the street? No, it's love. Telling them to get out of the street is love, not hate. In America, that's what I do, is demonstrate the love of God that's been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Every time I get on this radio, by warning you of things to come, by warning you of things that are taking place, by faithfully putting my feet upon the rock and putting my mouth up to the trumpet and blasting off once again. Day after day after day after day. Let's put love into perspective, friends. And let's put the truth into perspective, too. And going back to my point, this is why people don't like the truth. Because it demands a response. And people don't want to respond to the truth. They want someone else to respond to the truth for them so they can enjoy their own little selfish lives all the way to hell, where they belong. Jesus said to those that try to save their life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. We're to deny ourselves and take up our cross. We weren't supposed to deny the world, deny God and deny the world. No. Listen, Jesus said, when you follow me, I will make you fishers of men. So we all know who the followers of Christ are because they are fishers of men. And if they're not fishing for men, it shows you who they're not born of. And that would be the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, folks, let me put it this way. Going back to the topic, you can fool all the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you cannot fool all the people all the time. And let me put my stamp of approval by ending that statement by saying, and God at no time in any sense of the word can you fool at any time. Amen. 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 Now, folks, remember all of them conspiracy theories? Just theories, right? Wrong. No, they weren't theories. They were conspiracies. They were true. And just think, America, it was the American press promoting them as the men of the year. And by the way, many of the people that I'm going to highlight today on Time's Tyrants of the Year, I want you to understand that they were hailed as heroes until they were found out. And why is it that prevention was not better than cure in the case of those that I'm going to highlight? Because for some reason or another, people await for the fallouts, they wait for the destruction to take place, they veer off and they throw off warnings, only to what? Bring close to them the seat of destruction. And that's exactly what Scripture tells us. Instead of actually enforcing the laws against these people, the American people now allow the press to hail them. Keep in mind, the Bible says the world loves their own, and I want to tell you what, that is a fact. I posted this morning a picture of none other than Adolf Hitler, who is Time's Man of the Year. Joseph Stalin, Man of the Year. Mussolini, Man of the Year. All promoted in the United States of America. In many cases, friends, they were hailed as heroes in America. Now, I guarantee you that those people that were warning the people in Germany, all 80 million of them, or in Russia, how many million there were there, and in Italy, how many million were there that were warning the people or attempting to shake them people awake concerning the fruits of these tyrants, I bet they were called theorists too, weren't they? I mean, again, keep in mind, prevention is better than cure. Now, evil men have been, and since day one, have been attempting to deceive the masses into believe that they are good and upright, when the fruit that they produce through their works, again, are nothing short of evil and destruction. So I want you to see that the method of deceiving the people is still alive and well among those who have not learned from the past. And Time magazine is just a propaganda resource to prove my point. Now, just recently, we also know that Donald Trump was the man of the year. Right before that, we had Janet Merkel, Prime Minister of Germany, who was responsible for whacking her own flag in Germany, saying that Germany belongs to Islam. And for some reason or another, over here in America, she was hailed as a righteous queen. And you know, we had none other than the criminal herself, Hillary Clinton, come right behind her and say that she admires her. And she also admires none other than the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger. But look at how the media praises and lavishes these people with the spirit of the world, friends. And the people blindly rally behind it and accept it for what it is. Because after all, the media, the state-controlled media, is the one that told us. And we know that we tell you all the time, we don't believe a thing that they say, but we live accordingly. And as I've said a million times in the past, you hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because you don't act out what you say you believe. You are a hypocrite. You are a pretender. And you're the worst of men. Times magazine labeled the following people Man of the Year. Adolf Hitler was declared Times Man of the Year in 1938. Did you hear what I said? Hitler was a fascist dictator whose dangerous political power grab cost the lives of how many millions of people during World War II? Well, namely in America, what it cost us, friends, because they said after World War II, there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. 405,399 of whom were American soldiers, and 11 million were exterminated through the Holocaust because the people in Germany and America all lavished Adolf Hitler with praise until they figured him out after the fact. After the fact. See, we would do ourselves a service if we'd simply hold to the Word of God and understand that if we would judge them by their fruit, we would know exactly who they are. Because again, and today, just like yesterday, what is the premise of any dictatorship? Nothing but a lie. And what was it that Joseph Goebbels, the minister for Adolf Hitler, the propaganda minister, say? That Nazism was all predicated and premised and set on propaganda. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you want to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just did an article on governments are admitting to false flags. Again, only to solidify my point as to the topic in which I'm talking about today. Governments are admitting to false flags after the damage is done. You know, it reminds me, again, going back to John F. Kennedy, I mean, here we have a CIA agent who admits to being a part of the plan to assassinate John F. Kennedy, who blamed none other than Johnson, and his lawyer blamed Johnson as well. Johnson's attorney came out and came clean right before they were dying. Lady Bird came out, she wrote it in the book, blamed Johnson for the assassination. And then also, when you look at these agents that come forward and begin to tell you the truth, it's interesting how the FBI's got to get involved shortly thereafter to conceal the truth. But here's my point. Even when the guilty party confesses to the crimes, the American people call it a theory. But I'll tell you what, when they realize it's not a theory, it's when they're all stacked up in some gulag camp, right? That's when they're going to wake up. And by the way, I didn't say that. A former KGB agent said that. They'll listen to no warnings, he said. He said the first thing you have to do is demoralize them sexually. And then once you do that, he said, then what you do is you begin to give them everything they want. And you're leading them into judgment as the government tyrants are taking absolute control over the people, just the way that you're seeing today, friends. And he said the only thing that they'll listen to is they won't listen to the warnings. He said, but when the boot comes down, he said, then it's too late. Then it's too late. Yep. If you remember right, even many in the camps under Adolf Hitler, they still believed that Adolf Hitler had a use for them. And the only use that he was making out of them, literally, was for furnace fuel, friends. He was throwing them into furnaces. If he wasn't having them shot dead or executed in some other fashion, friends. But see, people didn't believe anything about Adolf Hitler, neither, until after the damage was done. But again, here's Time Life. They labeled Adolf Hitler Man of the Year in 1938. What about Joseph Stalin? He was declared Man of the Year in 1939, and that wasn't good enough, and also in 1942. Two times, your press lavished praise on a mass murderer named Joseph Stalin. This was your press. Stalin was the cruel tyrant of the Soviet Union who was responsible for killing 20 million of his own citizens. Matter of fact, President Franklin Roosevelt referred to Stalin as kind Uncle Joe back in the 1930s. Huh. It's amazing how that works, isn't it? People didn't wake up to Joseph Stalin until after the fact. Nikita Khrushchev was declared Man of the Year in 1957. Nikita was a Russian communist who seized power as a dictator over the Soviet Union when Stalin died in 1953. He likes to threaten and bully his opposition, just like you're seeing today. Remember, through the effeminate foreign sodomite named Barack Hussein Obama? By the way, he was the person of the year, Barack Hussein Obama was, as he was on a daily basis committing the act of treason against we the people, aiding and abetting our enemies on a daily basis. Read Article 3, Section 3. It's very real. And first and foremost, if you haven't taken the time to read that documentation called the Declaration of Independence, 75% of that documentation is what our forefathers were highlighting concerning the crimes of the tyrant across the sea, which are very similar to what you're seeing today in America. Matter of fact, you way have surpassed what our forefathers would have tolerated, friends. They drew the line in the sand much quicker than the American people, or at least they said they drew the line in the sand, right? But now they're back to sleep again. Everything's okay. Yeah. Thank you, Tim. Time's Person of the Year. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. Time Person of the Year, 2016. And you got to be a part of the establishment, don't you, friends, to get some sort of Christendom? I mean, you're being christened by these people. And it's amazing how that works. Here, Nikita, again, who was declared Man of the Year in 1957. By the way, that should put up a major warning, a major flag to you, that Donald Trump was just Time Person of the Year. And remember how I told you, leading through opposition? You know, what they'll do is they'll lead through opposition. And keep in mind what Albert Pike, the 33rd degree Mason, said, that when the people need a hero, we will deliver him. And that's exactly what we've just seen happen. By the way, that's exactly the entrance that Adolf Hitler made. It's exactly the entrance that you see given over to dictatorships. It's driven to the ground, and then they bring in a savior. Yep. That's the cycle of mankind's stupidities. And if man would just simply adhere to the Word of God, we would see these things for what they really are. I'm just saying, friends. Okay? And I'm just painting history for you. Because as I said earlier, friends, why is it that even when the government admits, when the government itself admits, friends, to false flags, they only admit it after the damage is done? I mean, how many times do you need to see this cycle, friends, through the likes of an Adolf Hitler or a Joseph Stalin or a Barack Hussein Obama or a Nikita Khrushchev before you finally figure this stuff out? Oh, wait a second. I'm not done. I've got more to go. Nikita, he used to like to threaten and bully his opposition, and his leadership of the communist bloc in the Cold War was so dangerous he had to be removed by a subordinate. Khrushchev said, "We don't have to destroy America with missiles. America will destroy itself from within." Yep, and the way to do that is attack their religion. and scare them away from the Christ. Yep, when in fact your enemy fears your Christ more than you can ever fear your enemy. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us in the book of James that the devils believe and tremble. Let me tell you what, friends, firsthand, through experience, I got the hat and the t-shirt right on. Your enemies within this country fear Christ more than anything else. Anything else. And I'm not talking about the little effeminate pansy that the American church has painted Christ out to be with little pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, saying, "Oh, everything's good, brothers and sisters. Oh, my grace is over you. You're all going to heaven." When in fact, Jesus did just the exact opposite. And don't forget, it was the religious hypocrites of the day that had Christ crucified. Khrushchev said, "We don't have to destroy America with missiles. America will destroy itself from within." That's exactly what's happening. Because you've fallen for the fact that there's a left and the right in government. That's another show. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, friends. Period. We're ruled by law, not opinion. Period. Richard Nixon was declared Times Man of the Year in 1971. We all know Nixon was due to be impeached because of his abuse of power and obstruction of justice in the Watergate scandal, which, by the way, had everything to do with a pedophile cover-up, friends. It was a pedophilia cover-up. And what did the media do? They came in and they saved the day. And did Ford indict Nixon? Absolutely not. He's a part of the game. Just a different administration, but the agenda goes on. Today, America, I want to tell you something. A different individual in the People's White House, but I want you to listen carefully, but the agenda goes on. Wow, it reminds me of Bill Clinton when he said there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. Let me tell you his name. His name is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And when he said he was going to drop judgment upon a disobedient people, guess what he meant? Exactly what he said. Exactly what he said. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. I could care less, like David in Psalm 27, I could care less if there was thousands or the whole world stood against me. If I'm in the right with God, I am the majority in Jesus' name. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. That's what the Word shares. That's the history of the Word of God. And we're still here to talk about it today. Ayatollah Khomeini was declared Man of the Year, according to Time magazine, in 1979. The Ayatollah Khomeini was a Shiite Muslim who became the dictator of Iran in 1979. The Ayatollah came to power as part of Jimmy Carter's human rights policy. Remember, Jimmy came out as a born-again Christian, friend? So that worked. How's that working out for you today, America? But you just swallowed the pill. Wasn't it Jesus that said, "Take heed to yourself? Many will come in my name and say I am the Christ." In other words, many will come and say, "I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian." And American people, they fall back to sleep and say, "Oh, of course he's a Christian. Now we can go back and live our own little devilish, selfish lives." Yep, that's why you're in trouble. Ayatollah came to power as part of Jimmy Carter's human rights policy, using the youth. He headed up a mass campaign of torture, rape, and execution against political opponents as well as their families, close friends, and anyone who caused of insufficient Islamic behavior. Reagan called Khomeini a maniacal fanatic who has slaughtered thousands and thousands of people, calling its execution. But for some reason, he was the Man of the Year, according to Time. Mikhail Gorbachev, he was another one. Now he's in America manipulating the education system, friends. He lives in San Francisco. I hope you're understanding the point, friends, that prevention is better than cure, and it's time for you to wake up. Once again, love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.